So let me ask you something. I know Wolverine didn't get his powers until later in life, but have you ever thought about if he like came out of the womb with his powers, like his claws and his healing factor and his beard? That's a power. You ever think like if he did have that, he probably wouldn't be able to be circumcised?
Wait.
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah. Do you know what that means?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
I hope not. It's one of those words I never questioned until I was older, so I thought it would be okay.
If he
did the Bible. A lot.
If he did not have those powers.
Yeah. No. If he had the powers, like he came out of the womb with his healing factor.
Okay.
Yeah.
He probably wouldn't be able to be circumcised.
Oh, I understand.
If he was, and he got his powers later in life,
would
it just come back?
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. Can I give you another one? Because I already have one for the other episode. Can I give you another one?
Okay, yes.
No, I've already used that. I was going to say, it's X-Men themed. If
the chair guy?
Yeah, if Professor X can control things with his mind, why can't he just make his legs work?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Oh.
Yeah,
bald idiot.
I think about that. Never mind.
What?
I'm not gonna say it. I was gonna try to make a joke and realize. Don't say that.
Yeah. That right. Sometimes there things, is a good skill.
Yeah.
I'm developing it.
Right. Sometimes things are funny in your head, but not funny out loud.
Oh, that kind of thing. Yeah.
But
yeah.
You can laugh at it by yourself in your own head.
Yeah.
And sometimes we need to do that.
Yeah. Especially with people or. Friends,
yeah,
family.
You were talking about, you know, him in a wheelchair trying to get up.
Yeah,
I was like, that would be funny to say. Don't do it.
That's why you didn't,
right?
Huh? Yeah, there's some jokes I could see there.
Like what?
what was that?
You know, I'm not gonna say.
There we go. Good job.
Wow.
That was a test. Yeah, that was a test.
That's fun.
This is not alcohol.
Yeah, it's dude's drinking sparkling water.
I like bubbles.
What are the health benefits to that compared to water?
It hurts just about as bad as drinking soda. It's like texture.
It's a texture.
I feel like you'd appreciate that. You're a big texture guy.
How's it taste? What flavor is it?
It tastes like...
It's like water.
You even got a flavor, dude? What in the world? At least get lemon or something. Pomegranate. No. Grapefruit.
No more pomegranates!
Sparkling natural mineral water.
Why?
Because it makes me feel like I'm drinking soda, and it tricks my brain.
See, I'm actually honest with my brain. I actually just kind of like it from time to time.
See, when I ran out of these, you can get them in mass, in bulk, at Costco.
I feel like if you know you're trying to trick yourself, like, how weak are you really? You know what I mean? It's like, hold on, let me trick myself. I'm going to replace the... But you know what you're doing, so you're not really tricking anyone, actually.
You want to get some shades and...
trick your brain.
Yeah, but if you know you're going to trick it, then you can't, right?
Like you said, I'm a big texture person.
Yeah.
So when I was trying to lose a lot of weight a couple years ago, I would replace things
with
my old diet just by texture.
Yeah.
So like instead of chips... I would eat like rice cakes or something.
Kale
like
chips.
That.
Yeah.
Literally, something like that. I had these, they're like these rice crisps. Crisps.
Crisps. You see their wheelchair guy.
Oh, no.
I had these rice crisps and they were very well seasoned.
Yeah.
And they felt like chips. They were actually very good.
I've got so many things going through my head, I shouldn't say.
Yeah.
Oh. But no, what I was going to say is when I ran out of these, I was craving it. And then I ended up drinking actual soda because other family members had that at the house. And I was like, man, if I had this, I could have avoided soda.
I don't really drink soda anymore.
That's good.
Parents do.
This is one of the things that I don't really understand. Same thing with like alcohol, for instance. A lot of calories, right? Would I rather drink the calories, which isn't really that satisfying, or would I rather eat the calories, which is so much more higher on the pleasure scale.
See, I think with
scale,
alcohol,
personally,
pleasure scale. Like, so it's better. I think with, now hear me out, let me develop this. So when you go to eat something and you're going to eat your calories, I don't think someone who's going to eat that many calories is thinking about calories. You know what I mean? I feel like if you're trying to eat to drown out your feelings, what based on what you consume, I think alcohol is going to be more effective.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what's crazy, though?
It's a lot.
Most of the time, I think alcohol has less calories than soda.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it had about as much as a loaf of bread.
Okay.
I saw that comparison once. You drink so many beers or something, you might as well eat a whole loaf of bread.
Let me look that up.
Okay. Also, like, what are your thoughts? Like, what does this even mean? Now, non-alcoholic beer.
What is the point?
What is that?
Do you just like drinking diesel?
I think it's for people that struggle with addiction.
But they want to get the
taste.
And
they still need that taste. And maybe that's a way to ease them into being sober.
That is their sparkling water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 It's a great idea. I just thought that was strange.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the point of alcohol. Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, that, yeah. If you like the taste.
As many calories. It depends.
What's the ratio?
What?
How many beers to bread?
Beer and Coke are pretty similar as what he's looking at as far as calories.
Yeah. Added sugars and soft drinks directly lead to drastic weight gain and eventually obesity.
It's also like everyone talks about calories, but let's talk about sugar because that's much worse.
Talk about that.
Well, I mean, I will. Yeah. Like, so people always make the comparison like, okay, you can eat all of this like fruits and vegetables and meats and proteins.
All these.
And then that calorie amount versus like a milkshake. And then obviously you're like, whoa, just the calorie difference. But it's also about sugar. Like, let's say you only consume 2,000 calories, but what you consumed was nothing but like milkshakes and you're like starving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That even though you're still doing 2,000 calories, the healthy diet is way better because of all of the extra stuff. What I'm saying is it isn't just calories, guys.
That's carbs.
It's carbs. It's nutrition.
Sugar.
Yeah.
The average slice of white bread has approximately 70 calories, while the average beer has approximately 150 calories. So it's about two slices and a sliver.
Yeah.
Wow.
A sliver. And a taste.
Yeah. But, yeah, my point was, you know, if you're looking at the back of the can and you look at the calories, which I often do, from what I've seen, sodas are, most of the time, and like, you know, just a little can or something, most of the time have more calories from what I've seen.
To me, it's just not worth it because I'm going to drink that quickly and it doesn't taste that good. Like, it's not worth it.
Sometimes they taste better than other times.
Yeah.
Every now and then, I'm, you know, try not to drink it for a little bit. Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I'm feeling. What's the
dirty?
Word? Dirty. Feeling, you know, a little nasty. A little what?
Nasty.
Oh.
Have you noticed we always talk about food on the first podcast we record?
Really?
No. I think it's almost the second one we record because we're ready hungry to eat.
Yeah, but every now and then I'm
already there.
Like on a Friday night or something, I'm like, I'm going to, you know, indulge. In a nice cherry Pepsi.
Yeah. I like to indulge on the weekends.
And it hits. Yeah. Indulging on the weekends is what it's for.
It makes the weekend more fun.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Something else to look forward to.
Yeah.
Can I tell you about my Friday night?
Yes.
After I left.
Tell us.
Work. I was deciding on what I wanted to say. I was filtering things out.
Good job.
Thank
you. Amazing.
A lot.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you're
like
welcome.
You can do it in real time.
You're welcome.
That's hard.
I like how you tested him on that earlier. That was that was
I mean, think of all the editing I would have had to do.
Yeah.
Wow. The
who knows? You could have.
Yeah.
They don't know it. They said a lot.
Oh, it was nasty.
Definitely have a meeting with HR on Monday.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wash my mouth with soap.
Do people still do that?
I don't know.
Anyway. Lock you up. Here's my Friday night. Last night of the day of this recording. So I get off work in the evening. I go buy Domino's.
Oh, nice.
I get a small pizza.
Yeah.
I eat it while watching
Friends.
New Girl in my car. Then
in
I go
your car. Why didn't you just go home?
Because I like the peace and quiet while I eat.
Did you have a room?
Yeah, but it's different. I also like to eat things that are not healthy outside of, away from people.
Okay. I would say because it's going to be fresher rather than driving all the way home.
Yeah, that's a better answer. That's a better answer.
Because you eat half pizza, it's not going to be as good if you wait. Yeah.
But wait.
There's more.
There's more. Then I go home. I watch a documentary.
On?
With my family. Some murder.
Nice. Some murder?
Murder. I don't remember the name of it. And then after that, I played Spider-Man.
Yes.
On PS5.
Yes.
And I did that for probably 2 or 3 hours.
Yes.
And after that, I made some popcorn.
Yeah, man.
And I watched Friends. Probably an hour, hour and a half.
Yes.
And
then I went to bed.
That's a good night.
That was a good night.
I slept great. Oh. I just washed my bed sheets.
I did.
Which I only do recently. Once every couple months.
Years.
Yeah. It's months now.
Good.
It was years, and that was my friend. That was my peaceful Friday night.
That sounds nice.
That does.
I do
nice.
Like after work eating alone. Yeah. That is nice.
Yeah.
Like just peace and quiet. I've been around people all day. Let me have some me time. Let me put on a show.
Sometimes I'll just drive home in silence.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I do too. Sometimes. I found this playlist on Spotify that's like supposed to. I don't know, maybe stimulate your brain and not really think, just hear the music.
Hmm.
Put that on sometimes. It's pretty
what
nice.
What kind of music is it?
It's here, I'll show you.
You like jazz?
It's not any lyrics. It's just music.
Instrumental.
Lofi Beats is the name of the playlist.
It's lo-fi.
It's lo-fi, maybe. It's very nice. There's a ton of different songs in here.
Okay.
It's very nice. It's relaxing.
Nice.
I'm just going to put that on my way home and, yeah.
Because you got a long drive.
With a cigarette and a, you know, yeah. Bag of goldfish.
That's all you need in life.
a cigarette and a bag of goldfish.
Marlboro Reds and.
There you go.
Yeah. You
know. Speaking of playlists, that made me think. Joe Rogan, he has a Green Room playlist now that he, like, released. And it's, I think it's 22 hours long. It is all these songs that they play in the comedy club, like in the back room with all the comedians. And it's the actual playlist that they play, which I thought was cool. So I started listening to some of it. It is the most random like things that you could think of. It's like Johnny Cash, and then the next it's like Billy Joel, and then the next it'd be like some rock band. And then it's chill. And then it'd be like some heavy metal that you've never, ever heard of in your life.
Got to tend to everybody.
Yeah, it's just really random. Hmm. If that's your thing, check it out. But I don't know. I thought that was cool.
That'd be good for like a road trip. Because that's just every,
you
know, bit of music you can find.
Yeah, old and new and everything.
I want to take a trip.
Where?
I don't know.
We should go to...
Tell you what, I'll grow my beard out if we go to the mountains.
Okay. Mm.
I'll wear some flannels. Ooh. Bring an axe.
Okay. I feel like if we're going to, like, trip that we're, like, let's say we're not going to take off work. Let's just say we're going to do something on the weekend. And we're just going to make a trip out of it. I don't want to go to, like, the beach because we're already going to do that. Like, we already have a family trip and we might even with the crew have another trip. We should just have a weekend where we just go. To Wyoming.
We can't.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't exist. But, like, if we just, like, go on literally a road trip.
Oh, so, have you seen my shirt today?
Again?
Okay.
It's like, I wear it every day.
I heard about that. I was not here for that.
Good old Wyoming.
That would be fun.
Yeah, yeah, just to take a trip.
Yeah. I've been wanting to go back to Savannah, Georgia. Because this is, what is it? Savannah Banana Baseball. Have you seen that on TikTok?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've kind of talked about that here. Yeah, it's like just different rules and they have fun. Yeah.
Oh.
That'd be really... I really want to go to that. I want to go to a game.
And that's something we could do on the weekend. Like, we could just go down there and do it. Not have to take off.
Not have to ask off of work.
We could play The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Yeah,
while we're in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, hot take, the Devil's solo in that song is way better.
I agree with that.
I mean, but everyone's like, oh, Johnny or whatever his name was, won. Yeah. No, you're wrong. No. The devil I think the clearly
devil's,
won
I
that.
Think the devil's band was better.
Oh.
Not even this, just the whole band.
It literally wasn't even close.
He was about to puke.
It wasn't close. It was not. And if you think otherwise, I'm sorry, but you're wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very clear. I feel strongly about that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sorry.
What do y'all feel about... It just went away.
And it's coming back.
Hold on. I had a thought in my head, it went away. Help. Just say something else, and maybe I'll think of it.
Bananas.
Devil.
No. Talk about Hats. Something else.
Band.
Oh. Shmev got me a Taylor Swift latte this morning, and that's great.
No, she's got enough attention right now. I don't want to.
Yeah, that's I guess not. I shouldn't talk about her.
Which you've had almost none of.
I'm savoring it.
It's very good. There's blueberries.
It is. How's good. Your guitar journey? Yeah.
Haven't been able to play a lot recently.
Okay.
Kind of what? Like Lemon Tree? Mm-hmm. Playing a little bit of that. Something in the Orange? Played a little bit of that. Stay by Post Malone? Played a little bit of that. That's those about hard. It.
Some yeah. of those are hard. Lemon yeah. Tree is.
Lemon Tree is fun to play.
It is, but.
It's not the hardest, but it's like songs are just not easy.
The chords don't make any sense. There's no order.
I think Something in the Orange is the hardest out of those that I've tried to learn. Really. Yeah. Because I got to go all the way, you know. Me. Yeah, all the way back. Stay is, at least the first part of it's not too bad. And then the riff is actually not that bad.
I've been trying to learn Laugh It Off, which I know we all love that song.
It's probably hard.
It is unbelievably hard, Schmeff.
Yeah.
The first four chords, and even later in the song, they're all bar chords. All of them. Mm-hmm. There's just bar chord, bar chord, bar chord. Bar. It is so hard. I'm getting a blister on the top.
Right oh, yeah. Here. I see that.
Just
your
from,
finger's red.
It is.
That's this probably thing, eczema.
Not really.
You got eczema?
You got eczema? Need relief.
But yeah, I've just been putting so much pressure on this finger. Trying to jam it into the fretboard.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
Do you know, I don't know if Post Malone actually wrote that song, but if he did, even I've seen him on TikTok play those live. He's a good guitar player.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he gets enough credit.
When he did America the Beautiful for the Super Bowl.
I did not know.
You need to watch that.
You didn't see that?
I don't think I saw that.
Presley.
I'm sorry.
Even that was better than Usher.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, probably.
It was a fantastic version.
What is wrong with my
eyes?
Oh,
man.
You know what else is eyes burning?
No. Are you weak?
What is it with you and weak? You drink sparkling water. Or drink soda.
It's just something you'd say to me.
No,
when, me crap.
When I was in Knoxville watching the Super Bowl and he played America the Beautiful,
I was
like really into it. So I was like sitting up, like watching it. Sierra was like, you were more interested in that than you were the game. It was good.
I bet it was. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'll show you after.
All right.
Let me see if he writes all of his songs.
There's no way he writes, like, every bit of everything.
Co-writer or writer of all of his songs.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fine. You can collaborate.
Yeah, there's nothing
I just love him. I mean,
he's a unit.
He's incredible. And I've never wanted to see a concert more than I want to see his. I'm not a big concert person. I've told y'all before. But I would love to see this
man. I would like to see him live.
Yeah. And it's cool, too, because from what I've seen, he tries to, like, make his songs sound a little different in a lot of his concerts. Stay, he might switch that up a little bit and make it maybe a little more upbeat or something like that.
He turned Rockstar into a heavy metal song.
Oh, really? Yeah. He just has fun with it, and it's, I don't know, it's kind of cool because it's just unexpected and makes you hear it a different way.
Well, you can tell he's having fun the way he's jumping around. He's definitely not on drugs. But
are you being sarcastic?
There's no way he's not. He claims he's not.
I don't think he's not. I don't think he is, actually.
You know when he lost all that weight recently and people were like, oh, he's on drugs?
Okay, I don't think that was from drugs. I think the way he acts on stage is from drugs.
Oh, well, no, he was in an interview or a podcast or something, and he was asked about it, and he's like, dude, I'm just trying to lose weight. I just want to be healthier. I have a kid now. It's just like...
I think it was kind of the opposite. I think he was doing drugs when he was heavier, and then him losing weight was him, like, sobering up.
Yeah.
But then everyone was like, yeah, everyone was saying, I'm on cocaine or whatever. He talked about that on Joe Rogan. It's like everyone just thinks I'm on like hardcore drugs now. And I'm like, I'm actually not. I'm the healthiest I've ever been. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He looks good right now.
He does. So that's good.
He's in his country phase.
Yeah,
the way he's dressing and stuff too is like he's wearing cowboy boots and like that, you know, that hat. And he's about to get into. He's getting into everything. When's the last time we saw an artist do that? Maybe Taylor Swift.
Don't ask me to say Taylor Swift.
Well, because she was country and then she went to pop.
Well,
I mean,
he's
she's
doing
two.
The opposite.
But he's more than just two.
He's got rap. A lot. He has some rock. He's got pop. Now he's transitioning into country.
Yeah.
Artist of the generation.
He's just having fun. That's the best part.
And he's talented.
Like, I wonder if that's the thing where he's like, I just want to do this. Uh-huh. Or if it's something where he's like, I need to do this in order to tend to everybody's likes or interests.
I don't know. I think he's probably just doing it because that's what he's feeling. I think this is the thing with musicians. They don't, most of them at least, I don't think they want to play the same genre for the rest of their life. But they have to because that's what they're known for. Mm-hmm. He's like, screw it. I'm going to do whatever I want.
He's got a big enough fan base where people are just going to follow him.
So I think what he's doing it for is just because that's what he's interested in at the moment, which is going to mean you're going to make better music.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, do it. Yeah. Don't just stick to one little genre.
Yeah. Screw it.
Forever. Screw it. I mean, that's the word of the day, too, actually. I can count.
Actually.
Did you ever think of what you were going to say?
No, I cannot remember. I had a point.
Yes. I hate when that happens.
It went away.
Are you all right?
We're already in March.
We are.
We're already 2 months into the year.
Wow.
What have we done so far?
Oh, gosh, let's not get into that.
It's crazy that Q1 is over, just about.
Quarter one.
Listen, you little corporate talking, looking IT nerd.
Almost over.
Don't even get me started on corporate stuff.
I like...
You like corporate stuff?
No, I like these terminologies.
Oh, I hate them.
I think I like making fun of it.
Everything's a Q.
Q1. Your workplace seems.
I like.
They're trying a little hard.
I like so.
I don't like that.
There's certain words that are used
artificial.
That I've never heard of.
Fake.
What's a good example?
Oh, crap. We'll see.
I mean, crap? It's probably different everywhere.
Crap?
No. There's like words. I was telling Presley this the other day. What were
thank
some
you?
Words?
Do you hear thank you?
Posture.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Posture. So everything's a posture check. What is their posture on whatever? I'm like, I've never heard someone use that word in that way before.
Like using it as a term of quality?
Yeah. Like
that what, is insane.
Like what is a company's security posture?
Why do they do that?
I don't know. I think I like it. I like that term. I've never heard it used that way before.
It's artificial. It's just fake.
That,
speaking
you're
of
trying
fake.
To sound more buttoned up.
Well,
shut up.
You know what I think is fun to do?
What?
A corporate laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh,
stuff I can't it bothers the crap out of me. Just artificial fake
just,
stuff.
I think that's just about who you work with. If that can happen anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's just yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, can't wait for the weekend. I just want to work. I don't want to go home.
Yeah, what do you think
I've
I'm going to say to
that?
Yeah.
Actually where I, it just happened. I'm glad that they don't.
Too much.
I heard
I say it.
I heard someone
you say that. I don't like you anymore. No, what's wrong with you?
Hold on. We were saying some different things. Oh. What are you under the impression of?
I was saying, you know, when you're like almost to the weekend, I don't want the weekend to get here. I just want to keep working.
Yeah, I have said that.
We got some more to do.
Because the thing is,
what is wrong with you?
Listen. I'm in a very helpful role at my job. Earlier in the week, people are on fire to get things done and will ask me to do things, and later in the week, they don't. So I finally get some momentum, and by Friday, I'm just killing it because nobody else wants to work, and I'm working. And
this is actually kind of...
And then it's Saturday, and I lost all my momentum, and then I spend Monday getting it back up again. I like what I do.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay.
I guess satisfaction.
Just want to put that out there before you start crying.
Saturday, you can enjoy yourself.
Not really. I like waking up and thinking, okay, I'm gonna get something done today.
I don't get that, and I don't work with anyone that is like that. Like even my boss's boss, which is, I mean, yeah, high up.
He's the owner.
Like, he was like, he walked by the other day and he was like, "Hey, Layton, it's a Friday. I need you to, you know, keep it chill. We want to have a good week. You know, like
see,
stuff
I like
that."
That's like, relatable. You don't want to hear this fake crap about.
I don't think any of my.
Well, I want to work every day. Yeah, I don't do it. Nothing else.
I work every day, even if it's not at my job. I have to get up and know that I'm going to do something.
That's true, but I don't want to. You know, it's just like working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it's the weekend, I'm left up to my own decisions of what I can do that I think will be productive, but it doesn't always work out.
I have personal stuff that I need to do or want to do.
Well, I do too.
That but I don't during, have time for
during
the
work week. I at least know, okay, something's going to happen today.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was able to accomplish something today.
I thought about this today, this morning, sitting on the toilet. Yes, that is correct.
6:30?
Yeah. Honestly, probably it was about 6:30 sitting on the toilet.
Playing video games?
No. On the toilet.
On the toilet.
No. I was thinking, I'm like, if everyone could push a button where they never had to work ever again for the rest of their life, I think 99% of people would press
the button. But
still get paid. You have no money concerns. Depends. Never have to work again.
Depends.
Most people probably would press the button so they don't have to go to work. But you would probably be significantly more depressed in every single way. You would not feel very good just sitting around playing video games all day. You know, you wouldn't feel that good. Yeah. But
I think it depends on the job.
Yeah,
If you had a job that you're like, just
you hate,
no, like really into.
Oh, yeah,
the opposite.
Yeah, then it's like, no, I wouldn't press that button.
Yeah, I think even people who enjoy it, they would be tempted to, but it's one of those things like you know it's good for you, but you may not, especially on a Monday. Like you don't want to get up and go to work, but once you do, you're glad you have a job. You know,
discipline.
Yeah, you do it anyway, and then you're glad you did.
I've seen a lot of videos on my reels. I don't really use TikTok that much anymore, if I'm being honest. Threads is...
I forget that's a thing.
That died after like 2 days. The only time I remember Threads exist is when I see like something suggested on Instagram.
I'm just not a fan of the whole Twitter or Threads. I don't think I like that kind of media.
Yeah.
Just random things that are going on in that moment, and it's just like, I don't know.
I like the concept. I think both are executed poorly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the idea. Like, I think if threads added trending, they would instantly become super popular again. I've been seeing comments on threads where there's like, we're literally just on here seeing random posts talking to each other. There's no, like, the huge thing with Twitter is it's stuff that's going on now. Or it's supposed to, but even the trending sucks. Like, how is a Coke bottle randomly? It's just like randomly trending for no reason.
Yeah,
it's not like real news. That's what it should be. Like, you're going to see information. So it's different. It's not just entertainment. It's like information, and that concept is cool. But I think both are not very good at that.
A lot of my reels have like turned into weird motivational videos, like ones that aren't actually motivating. Some of them are good. The majority are good, but they'll say some deep quote. They won't say who it is, so it's probably them. And I'm reading it, and I'm like, that's psychotic. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's just fake motivation.
Yeah,
y'all heard of Yik Yak? The app.
Yeah,
Yik Yak?
You told me about it.
Yeah, so it's big on like college campuses. When I went to UT, it was such a fun. I guess it's kind of social media, kind of not. So it's only, you can only talk to people within like a 10-mile radius. So it's perfect on college campuses. But what you post, it's anonymous. No one knows it's you.
Oh.
But you have like an emoji that's tied to you. So if you comment something, they see your emoji. They know, you know, if you comment enough, it's like, oh, I remember that emoji from a different one. So it was really fun because you could talk about like
anything. People would post cool some concept. Crazy, oh, some insane post on there. But you had no idea who it was.
Yeah.
And so people were in the comments. It was just, you know, talking back.
Yeah, that's
cool. It was actually really cool. And then you had, like, some people's favorite emojis that would, like, comment some funny stuff or whatever. And, you know, that was a really fun concept. And you can't really do it, like, around here because there's just the market for it. It's not good, yeah. But around a college campus, it's really that's fun.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Even in a big city, I feel like that'd be really fun to yeah. do. Like, there'd be enough people around you.
Yeah. And it shut down for a long time and came back, yeah, like, just a couple years ago.
Wow.
And that's why. I won't read the reason, but this is why it got shut down, what's highlighted there.
Yeah. Well, I could see that happening. Yeah,
but then it came back in 2021. Oh, it was headquartered in Nashville, Tennessee.
Hey.
Interesting. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Good things do come from Nashville. Yeah. No. Some. 2%.
Dude, that new Titan Stadium that mm-hmm. they're building.
What are your thoughts?
Oh, I think they need a revamp. Their stadium is just...
boring.
It's boring. Bland. Yeah, it's just very bland. They haven't made, like, any additions to it, I feel like, since it got built in early 2000s, 1999.
I've seen some drafts, like some mock-ups of it. It's really nice looking.
Yeah.
The capacity's smaller, though, which is hilarious. It's way bigger, but seats less people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so the ticket prices are going to go up.
Yep,
that's the whole thing.
They wanted the experience to be valued over just cramming people in, which is a good thing.
Yeah,
but it means the prices are going to be outrageous.
It means it's a dome too, it's so there's probably going to be a Super Bowl there.
Yeah, I mean, look at
that. Looks pretty nice.
It does.
That's really freaking cool.
Yeah, it is.
There's ever a Super Bowl there? I might have to try to go.
I mean...
that's on my bucket list.
To go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Preferably when my team is not in it. Again, not that they will, because they won't. Okay. But...
I mean...
I would love to go.
I can't even imagine...
I just don't know the price. Like, 1,000? How bad
the price, the people, the traffic...
For just sitting in the back?
They are expensive.
I wouldn't go for that, man.
I would. It one time. Depends. I just want to go one time in my life to say I've gone to a Super yeah. Bowl. That to me is pretty awesome.
Yeah. I just can't believe it. That
and there's just a lot that goes on, like, you know, in the morning before the Super Bowl. And
yeah.
I know they have a bunch of, like, events and stuff every year. But I don't know. I think that'd be cool. It's just that would be a ton of money. There's, like, these three old men that have gone to every single Super Bowl. They're, like, really old. Three friends. They're all still alive. They go to every Super Bowl together.
Nice.
And that's... They got to be rich. That yep. is a lot of money.
But, that 401k must be looking good.
Yeah. But...
yeah.
Yeah. Could you imagine being part of that construction process?
I don't want to.
I don't ever want to work in construction. I think the people who designed it, good job.
Yeah.
I don't know who designed it, but
I don't know.
They did good.
Well, they just designed it. They don't have to do anything.
I know. That's the thing I wonder there. About. It's like the people who design it and the people who execute it, that's tough.
I wonder if the NFL just has, like, an architecture team.
They might.
That's what they specify in is maybe revamping NFL stadiums or building new ones.
That's a good idea.
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised.
What are your thoughts on modern architecture versus old architecture?
I actually do have feelings on this.
I do, too.
I don't think McDonald's should look like a high-end hipster cafe.
I agree.
I think McDonald's should look like it did before.
It's really fun and bright.
Yeah, they're all doing that.
Yeah.
McDonald's, Wendy's.
Taco Bell even looks different.
Taco Bell looks newer.
It doesn't look all purple. Yeah. Yeah, it used to be like
purple. It used to be purple. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Stop modernizing restaurants that have, let's be honest, lower quality but delicious food.
Yeah.
See, I was talking more of like when you see big buildings in cities, they are all just glass.
Oh, well, in that case, I don't care.
In a box. Well, like, okay, let's go to like some old building, like, you know that really fancy high school in Nashville? Is it Hume Fog?
Yeah.
Hume Fog.
Hume Fog.
I don't know.
Isn't it a magnet school for smart people? I don't know.
I have no clue.
Hume Fog.
Humming.
I don't know. Is it Hume Fog?
It's Hume Fog.
Fog.
Yes.
Hume Fog is the final answer.
That building, like, you just look at the architecture, it's a really old building, but it's just so eloquent.
Eloquent.
Look it up.
Eloquent.
It's true.
How do you spell that?
Humey Foggy.
H-U-M-E.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah,
right. That's Hume Fog.
Hume Fog.
Yeah, look at that.
That's not the best
thing. I've passed it before, and I'm like, that's a school?
It's grand. It's a high school, Schmidt.
It looks like a castle almost.
Yeah.
Yep.
They don't make things look really
old pictures of it
like that.
It's literally a castle. Look at that.
Yeah.
Hume Fog.
Mm.
What part of Nashville? I've never downtown. Seen that, I don't think.
It's near.
Oh, maybe I have then. Oh, that's pretty.
It's gorgeous. And then all the other buildings around it are generally just the same. They are just glass boxes. They don't take the time to make it. I don't know, put any texture in. I don't know.
I like a bunch of like old buildings on college campuses.
Yeah.
That have been there a long time. And they just, like, it literally just looks like, I don't know, I think they're beautiful.
Going through history.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
As long as they keep up with it and keep it looking nice, then I'm cool with old buildings.
I went straight to food.
Well, I mean, that's true, too. They just kind of ruin the vibe of stuff. I love the modern look, but to an extent, it's just
I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
It's Ayers Hall.
I'm going to be honest. That's nice. Does Pizza Hut have standalone buildings anymore?
That's a good point.
All the ones that I've seen are a part of strip malls. And
or, like, connected like a KFC or something. Yeah. Because they're all under the same, I guess.
Do you remember the one where it's like a, I think a black lower half and a big red roof?
Yeah. And the roof was like a
hut.
Yeah.
What happened to that?
There was one in the town 20 minutes from us.
Really?
Yeah. That for just a few years ago, standalone, but not anymore.
You got it.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not good with direction.
South is towards your house.
You get on that road and you drive and it's over there.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. You know where the square is?
Which square? Our square?
No, not our square.
I love this. That square? This is a fun game. Yeah. Yeah, like the square?
We've been to the square.
Okay.
Chili Cook-Off.
Yes, that's
That town.
That town.
There was one there?
Yeah. Close to the Walmart.
That Chili Cook-Off sucked.
Yes, it did.
That was disappointing.
I went to one in Pulaski about a month later. So much better. Huh. It was really good. The chili was very good.
So you'll say the name of Pulaski, but...
Why'd I do that?
I mean...
It's we already said town. Nashville.
That's quite a bit away.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we're literally talking about stuff in Nashville, and we're talking about stuff in Pulaski, which is polar opposites.
You're right.
So, we're fine.
You're right. I haven't done that in a while.
I like it.
Yeah.
Wait, do I go like this or like this?
Like I can't remember. I'm hoping you would forget.
No. You don't play with the ridge? You go
It's, it's like that.
Okay.
Then if it's bad, it's that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or I guess I could do like...
Yeah!
So, that's good. That's bad.
What do you think about that, Presley?
I'm not doing that.
Presley, don't be a Hume Fog.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I got excited.
I've been working on my delts, so it's okay.
Delts?
Yeah, it's a delt.
Shoulder.
Yeah, but.
You forgot what.
I think it's a muscle group.
Yeah. Okay. Rear delt.
A rear shoulder.
Rear delt.
Yeah.
Deltoid is what it's short delt. Yeah. And butt is glutes.
That's
which is
right.
Short for gluteus mass.
Tog.
Yeah, gluten talk.
Which is high in German.
Gluten Tag.
I think you mean Guten. Guten Tag.
No, oh, yeah.
There's an L.
Oh.
Gluten.
There's not. There's not
that's
an L.
Where Gluten Tag.
It's Guten Tag.
You're wrong.
You're wrong. Can I tell you something?
Presley, we know you're right. Just go along with the bit.
Gluten Tag.
We all know. Just say Gluten Tag.
Are we saying German?
Presley, yes. German?
It just says Halo.
What is Gluten Tag then?
Yeah.
What language is Guten Tag? It says German. Guten Tag.
Yeah, isn't it? Hello?
Sirius is stupid, then. Which isn't shocking.
This is just showing me a gluten intolerance group.
Yeah, I mean, that's what started it. They said hello, and there was a lot of gluten
gluten intolerance. Over there. We're not going to stand for gluten.
Gluten Tag. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's what started the Free the Gluten from Food movement. Gluten Tag. It's right there.
Look at this.
Gluten Tag.
See? It's gluten talk.
It's gluten talk.
Do you not know that?
That hurts
Holy
me.
Holy moly.
What did the German sausage say to the American bread? Gluten talk.
That is hilarious.
I don't get it.
Lols. Oh. Gluten is a wheat protein.
Oh.
That is crazy.
Nobody, absolutely no one, not a single soul on this earth. German bread in 1941. Gluten Tag.
It's got a little hat.
Little hat. These are great memes. See? It literally says it right here. How do German people say hello?
Gluten Tag. And he's holding bread.
Is it socially acceptable to eat?
Eat what?
At this hour?
Preston, no. We have another episode to do.
I'm hungry.
I haven't.
Are you okay? Why are we dying?
What time are we at?
We are 41 minutes into our conversation.
All right, I think that's enough.
Press all right.
We can end it here.
I have one more thing to say.
What? Okay. No, you don't.
Wait, hold on. I have one more thing to say. God bless America. I love our troops.
And gentlemen, start.
Yeah, I have one more thing to say. That's what I was trying to quote. Yeah, I couldn't think of how it went.
I got one more thing to say, too.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
We appreciate it. We're going to head on out. We'll see you in the next one.
Toodles.
Gluten Tag. Thank you for joining us for a session of awkwardness.
That means hello.
What would bye be? Gluten.
All right. Gluten bye.
Gluten Nog.
Nog.
Gluten Bog. See ya. Gluten Nog.